gutters.
Is that built in or is it the same?
Well, they're kind of nailed on the side of the eave, eave right there, the house.
You know, in an old-fashioned house, if you have a house and an L, what do you call the low place where the roof is joined?
That's, can't remember, it's, it's where the water drains off, it's sort of, can't remember.
Do you ever hear people talk about an alley or a valley?
The valley of the roof, yes, I remember, it's the valley of the roof.
Where did you see a house designed like that?
Well, a lot of houses now, they have valleys in them, like where the carport of our house joins on. It's a valley in there. And I've roofed a few houses. Helped roof one. Helped. Well, carry shingles up, nail a few on.
Who were you helping? Your father?
Well, the kid, friend down the street, his father was doing it, and I was helping him. And I've watched our house get roofed a couple of times. That's about all.
Do you enjoy things like that?
I like to work with wood and build stuff.
What sort of things did you take in school? What were the courses that you liked the most?
Well, I've been in a wood shop. I'm gonna take metal shop next year. And I always liked gym. English wasn't too bad. And I like social studies and geography and stuff like that.
Have you thought about what college you're going to go to, or do you really
want to
go to college?
Well, there's a career. I'd like to go to some vocational school, learn trade. Because, seeing my sister, it's hard to find a job now if you just have a degree. It's a lot easier to find one if you, they lead a lot of skills, journeyman and stuff like that. Most of the time, unions, sort of like that. You don't bring the stuff to them. They go to them. You know, like a serviceman that would come to your house, fix your dishwasher, your television, a big television, stuff like that.
How long does it take to before you're ready to go to college? You have to be
an apprentice for 2 or 3 years, I think it is. And then you can go on your own, I think. That's after you go to a vocational school or trade school. Then you have to be an apprentice, see.
How long would it take to go to vocational school?
I don't know, probably about... See, you learn most of your stuff on the job. You don't learn much in the vocational school. That's what my dad's always told me. But it helps a lot. We have a career center in Spring Branch School District. And you go there during school. They have a bus and you go over there and learn a bunch of stuff. Like you take your basics at school, like English, reading, math, stuff like that. Not reading, math.
You've not done any of that career center?
No, I'm thinking about doing it maybe when I'm a junior. Because that's when you usually start it.
Did your dad go to vocational school at all?
Where
did he learn everything to
do? Well, he went to night school, University of Houston. Mm-hmm. I remember you asked me about the subjects I took. Mm-hmm. I also took drafting this year. That was mostly mechanical drafting. We did some architectural though. And he went to night school at University of Houston. For about a year or two, he learned a lot. He also